VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
The segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. If you want a job that's guaranteed to take you out of your comfort zone and spur you to achieve your fullest potential, well, just try starting and running your own business. With us now to explain why and how entrepreneurship is a powerful path to self-development is award-winning psychologist Dr. David Gruder. He's the founder and president of Integrity Culture Systems, as well as co-head of the Faculty for CEO Space International. That's an entrepreneur development organization. David, why is self-development so essential to entrepreneurial success?
Hi, Griff, and thanks for asking, and thanks for having me back to the show. But, you know, here's the hard truth. Entrepreneurs build businesses at the level of their psychological limitations despite their higher intentions. For example, if you're afraid of conflict, you won't hold your people accountable to their commitments. Or if you get really upset in conflict situations, you're teaching your people to keep bad news from you that you need to know in order to make good business decisions.
So even if... Hi, David. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, sweetie. So let me make sure I understand. So even if we have the best intentions and we're going to go for the brass ring, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're saying that if we have not self-developed ourselves enough, the mistakes that we make in our life could transfer into our business?
Absolutely. It's the classic example of an old saw in entrepreneurship. We don't know what we don't know. And when entrepreneurs don't know the extent to which their personal development limitations are going to sabotage their business success or the specific upgrades that they need to make in their personal development in order for their business to succeed, they're going to be really confused about why their business isn't doing as well as they think it ought to when they've done all the other important stuff like strategic planning and branding and coming up with a marketing plan and all of that stuff.
So we could, in subtle ways, be telling our team, don't give me any bad news, without realizing it.
Yes, and not only could we, but it breaks my heart to see how often entrepreneurs do things like that without realizing.
So you've said that entrepreneurship is the third most powerful self-development path. Just out of curiosity, what are paths number one and two?
Lee, take a wild guess. What do you think? What's the most powerful path to personal development?
Integrity.
Well, sure, absolutely, because you know that integrity is really precious to me. What I mean is a primary personal relationship or child raising. Those are number one and two.
Oh.
Now, interestingly, entrepreneurship runs a very close third place, almost like a photo finish at the Olympics or a horse race. And that's because as we grow our business, what it needs from us forces us to grow, and if we don't, our business tops out or even dies.
Wow. That's big, Griff.
Yeah, that's very big.
So what do the five dimensions of what you call worldly well-being have to do with entrepreneurship?
Good one, Lee. Well, you know, the five worldly well-being dimensions are personal happiness, sustainable collaboration, effective leadership, social responsibility, and profitable entrepreneurship. And, you know, they're all linked together, and entrepreneurs who are miserable, not happy themselves, or who don't know how to collaborate effectively with others, or who aren't clear about how to become the leader their business needs them to become for it to succeed, or who believe that in order to be profitable, they must sacrifice social responsibility. These are the entrepreneurs who are doomed to fail, or they're doomed to succeed, but at the expense of their own well-being, at the expense of the people they say they care about, and at the expense of the society they live in.
All fascinating stuff as usual, David. What four core ingredients do all five dimensions of worldly well-being have in common?
Well, this is such an interesting thing to me, Lee, because, you know, since the 1970s, I've been in administrative leadership and or training roles in each of the worldly well-being areas I just mentioned. And since I'm a psychologist, and I look at the world through that lens primarily. It was natural for me to gradually discover, or for it to dawn on me, that all five worldly well-being dimensions rely on the same four core skills, and those are self-responsibility, well-being, harvesting, which I'll need to define, and personal power. And I also discovered how rarely those foundational skills are actually built into training programs in entrepreneurship or in any of the five worldly well-being areas.
So let's go with number one again. You said number one of those four core ingredients?
Self-responsibility.
Okay.
And, you know, if you haven't mastered self-responsibility, you're going to have great difficulty holding yourself and others accountable in good ways, and you'll tend to either blame others when things go wrong, or you'll overfunction to compensate for others who are underperforming because they aren't self-responsible.
So you said number two was well-being?
Yes, well-being. If you don't know what you need, if you don't do what you need to do to fill your cup each day, to keep your cup filled, then you'll end up being burned out, irritable, and you'll become increasingly inefficient, and your cherished relationships will also go to H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket.
So number three was, that wasn't a mixed metaphor, that was a double one.
That's a double one.
Double one, yes. So what does harvesting mean?
Well, harvesting is the ability to transform undesired or even unacceptable events or life experiences into profound gifts and opportunities. And entrepreneurs who aren't masterful at harvesting end up becoming cynical, or they end up feeling more and more like a victim of other people or of the market or of the economy or of politics. And as a result, those entrepreneurs who aren't good at harvesting end up adopting self-sabotaging and unethical approaches to building and running their business.
We're going to have you on to talk more about this harvesting thing.
Mm-hmm. It's hitting so close to home right now.
Number four.
I've been stunned into silence. So.
Number four, personal power.
Personal power. Well, you know, in our society, we have such a screwy relationship with power that there are some people who are power phobic because they don't want to be the perpetrators that so many who abuse personal power are about. And then there are others who are the perpetrators. So if we don't develop a healthy relationship with personal power as entrepreneurs, then we either end up letting others walk all over us, or we turn into tyrants who others no longer want to play with.
The word power scares some women because they think they're going to turn into a steamrolling biatch from hell, which I am.
Oh, you never are.
But I don't
are.
Mind. I don't mind being... No, I don't mind the name calling.
You don't?
I don't. But women need to, you know, get with the personal power program a little bit more, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the problem there, Lee, is that so many women as they who have wanted to step into personal power haven't known a version of personal power other than a deteriorated version of masculine personal power, let alone, you know, the mature version of masculine personal power. But what they haven't been exposed to is the version of personal power that comes from femininity, from feminine consciousness, and that's where women are the secret weapon of societal change, is in that high maturity version of feminine personal power.
I kind of like the Lisa Strada method.
Yeah, what's that?
Of not giving him any until he does what you want him to do. But
oh,
that's,
there you go.
That's another show.
Oh, brother.
So, We're
in trouble, Griff.
So,
I think so.
So, How can our listeners start benefiting from your unified human potential and strategic self-development framework? That's hard
to
say.
Well, you know, Lee and Griff, I've set up something special for your listeners.
You did?
Free access to lifetime membership in my new Unified Human Potential and Strategic Self-Development Inner Circle.
How do we get there?
Well, the opportunity will only be available for a limited time, but here's the link to join the lifetime membership free.
Okay.
It's drgruder.com/UHP. That's drgruder.com/UHP, which stands for Unified Human Potential.
Okay. I'm trying to get there now so we can sign up. And so by signing up, we're going to develop self-responsibility, well-being, harvesting, and personal power?
Absolutely, and all of the areas of worldly well-being as well.
Okay. There it is.
There you have it. Everything you want in your life.
I like this page. It doesn't look like it's trying to sell me something.
Yes.
It is trying to tell me something.
Yes, but not sell you something.
I like that.
Which is good.
Well, that's part of compellingness crafting. It's really about, there's a psychological art to compelling irresistible messages that people are able to make informed consent choices about whether it's a right fit for them rather than them feeling like they're being manipulated into something they didn't need.
So David Gruder is all about integrity, and in this case, he's talking about entrepreneurship being a powerful path to self-development, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't know Dr. Gruder, you need to get to know this man. This man is all about integrity and just being the best person you can be, never mind the best entrepreneur, but the best person you can be. So you want to give us that site one more time, that URL one more time?
Well, thank you for that, Lee. Thank you for those kind words. I was almost about to break into song. If you don't know me by now.
Yeah. I wouldn't quit your day job.
DrGruder.com/UHP. Thank you, David, so much.
This segment was sponsored by Terapeak. Up next, new solar standards on eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.